Okay, it looks like this holiday show is ready. Are we ready? The tree and balls are ready. Oh, we are in the holiday spurt. Okay, this is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight is our 2014 holiday special, the Reverend's annual holiday tree and balls special, one of our finer traditions, and we have a lot for you tonight. We will try to get it all in. That too. We'll try to get everything in as much as possible, as many of the tunes that we brought as possible. We're going to play a four-play track and then get into it. Tonight's four-play track is by 45 Grave, and this ought to cheer you up after the avalanche of holiday horseshit music. This track is entitled Evil. Okay, this big phallic microphone is working. Now for these other guys, even though they won't speak into a microphone, in front of Pastor Whoremaster, the weapon of ass destruction is working. And in front of John the Craptist, the big John Holmes porn star microphone is working. Okay. Everything seems to be all systems go, so let's begin. I cannot wait. Good evening. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight is the Reverend's annual holiday tree and ball special 2014, because we've done this most years, if not every year, which is going on 14 years, which is our next show in January, the 14th anniversary, but I'm ahead of myself. And it's a great tradition. Tonight, we want to get a lot of things done. We want to cover some of the ongoing war live from the battlefield in the delusional fantasy lands of Bill O'Reilly and other people who talk about the war on Christmas. But actually, it really is happening, and we're going to go to the battlefield, and we're going to give a live report. And I heard people are throwing balls in the battle right now, tonight, in the war on Christmas. And I heard that they're using tinsel and from the tree and stuff like that for a new method of torture, but that's just a rumor. But anyway, we'll explore the war on Christmas. Tonight, we're lucky to have an engaged couple here, Star and Charles Manson, and it wasn't easy to get him permission to come here to Philadelphia just for the wedding, but that is happening tonight, and more war on Christmas stuff. And and we're excited to tell you that there's going to be a Reverend Bookburn holiday porn release upcoming that is entitled Rumpa Bum Bum When We Come. So all of this exciting stuff is to come. We're going to play the first set of music. Sadly, an old friend, great guy. He was one of the founders of the entire punk scene, along with Joey Shithead of DOA, passed away last weekend. Brian Goebbels, he was known as Wimpy Roy and Sonny Boy Roy, and first in the Skulls, then in the incredible Canadian band that used the name the Subhumans, not to be confused with the British band, and then later joining DOA themselves. He passed away, and we're going to play DOA tracks and one Subhumans track in his memory, starting off with a track from DOA's 1982 released War on 45, the first recording that included Brian Goebbels. This is DOA doing America the Beautiful. We'll be right back.
I saw the justice. I saw the word of God. I This is Halliburton, Ernie, and it's so good to be here tonight with Reverend Bookburn and Pastor Whoremaster and John Necraptist in the true holiday spurt, and we are having the greatest time celebrating. And now I am honored to introduce the next song from the film Santa Claus Conquers the Martians. This version is done by Sloppy Seconds. This is Halliburton Ernie introducing Hooray for Santa Claus.
Jingle bells, jingle
you heard the Damned doing "There Ain't No Sanity" clause. The Greedies did "A Merry Jingle." Fear did "Fuck Christmas." Sloppy Seconds did "Hooray for Santa Claus." And that song was originally done in the soundtrack of Santa Claus Conquers the Martians. The Dickies did "Silent Night." We're not too partied here. Spinal Tap did "Christmas with the Devil." The Subhumans from Canada, not England. The Subhumans did "Firing Squad," and that featured the great and late Brian Goebel. And started off with DOA doing "America the Beautiful," also including the late and great Brian Goebbels. And also from DOA, "Fortunate Son," which apparently is a song that gets a lot of assholes like Sean Hannity to have bowel trouble. So we wanted to play that song again, a different version. And tonight's foreplay was by 45 Grave, entitled "Evil." This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called "The Reverend Is In." And tonight the theme is the Reverend's annual Holiday Tree and Balls special. And we are pumped. We are still, I know we've said this forever, but we are still in multiple crises, including terminally ill people near and dear to us, and survival crises, some of us, and on, but we are continuing this show amazingly, and we're hitting another anniversary, which is in the middle of January, and so this time it will mark 14 years. Yes, we started the same month as the inauguration after the Supreme Court coup of the first reign of error of George W. Numbnuts Fuckface Bush. So, we will be celebrating because we lasted longer, as expected, and that will be our next show. We will update you always at reverendbookburn.com, which is, of course, an automatic redirect to revbookburn.blogspot.com. Updated last night. And so our latest graphics, statements to the media, and of course a million great links, and of course the playlists and the links to the free shows in the archives, which is every show that we have recorded and in the archives, including the last show, Happy Spanksgiving. And that was fun to do and fun to play back again. So was Halloween, but not as much fun as Happy Spanksgiving. Anyway, so that's how we're doing the show now. We're not doing live anymore because of circumstances beyond our control at Lolo Radio. However, Lolo Radio is kind enough to allow us to record here. So we record the shows, and our friend and absolutely amazing person, Pastor Rex Catt, uploads them at radioforall.net, and they are available always for free. So if nothing goes wrong, technologically speaking, that the same will be said about this show. Okay. Oh, there's... Wait. I don't know what we are thinking when we plan a show. You know, sometimes we act like it's 2 days long instead of 2 hours-ish. So there's like 100,000 things to do for the spoken part, and then like 2 billion songs to play. And it's like, yeah, that should fill the 2 hours. So we always have to edit as we go along. No, 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 yes. So let's see. One thing we cannot fail to do is perform the wedding between Starr and Charles Manson, and because it wasn't easy getting him out of Corcoran in California and brought here to Philadelphia for the wedding. But I am clergy and I can make things happen, not as well as Wall Street can, but clergy is somewhere between the average citizen who doesn't mean shit to the people who govern and represent the wealthiest, and the people who are the movers and the shakers. So we'll do the Manson wedding. We do want to cover the war on Christmas because there is a battle right now, and we want to give you a report from the battle zone. And of course, we want to talk about our upcoming Christmas porn release, Rumpa Bum Bum, When We Come, which will, of course, be dedicated to the assholes in the English Parliament who just passed a stupid, ridiculous, absolutely illogical, idiotic, and anti-freedom and unjust porn ban with umpteen categories. Like, you can't do anything on this list, and on and on. It's we linked some articles about it at the newly updated ReverendBookburn.com, and they are fucked up, and they are going to get a nice holiday porn release dedicated to them, as well as, of course, highly entertaining. And that will be called Rumpa Bum Bum When We Come, the latest Reverend Bookburn porn release to join the ranks of United We Stand Erect and so many other timeless classics. I mean, classics. Right up there with Cafe Flesh, Ultra Flesh, and, you know, all the greats. Okay. We have some birthdays. Two very good and longtime friends of the show. Mr. Scott, which was a couple days ago, and coming up, Jennifer Hunter from jenniferhunter.org. And happy birthday and love and respect and honor to both of you. RIP, you already know one of them. We knew Brian Goble, or met him, you know, didn't know him super well. Like, we know Joey Shithead, alias Joe Keithley from DOA, very well. But Brian, you know, we met, talked to him a few times. Brian Goble was known as Wimpy Roy, and at times Sonny Boy Roy. He was from Vancouver, and like Joe Shithead, helped start Vancouver punk in the late 70s, and he was in the Skulls, then he was in the phenomenal band the Subhumans, a track of which we heard in the first set. And then when DOA had a personnel shakeup, he joined DOA, and just a great guy. He died last Sunday, today being the 13th, so almost a week ago, of a massive heart attack. And we wish peace and healing to his kids, everybody who was closest with him, to Joe Keithley himself, who let us all know about it. and to everybody touched by this. R.I.P. Brian Goebel. Also, since the last show, great, legendary, fun rock and roll sax player Bobby Keys, most notably on the last umpteen Rolling Stones tours ever since, I believe, the Exile on Main Street or STP store, tour of 72, and first playing sax for the Stones on the Live With Me track of the Let It Bleed album in 69. Most, if not all, Stones tours after that. And very sad to hear that he passed away too early, but he did. R.I.P. to Bobby Keys, and also Ian Ian McClellan. All right, so that's the birthdays and the deaths. So we got that out of the way. And we are displeased that before the new Congress, dominated by Republican extremist psychos, even gets its footing in the new Congress, there was a budget showdown, threats of another government shutdown, you know, by the total nutcases like Ted Cruz and the like, over the budget and or the spending bill. And of course, a lot of gutless, spineless, ballless, and eggless Democrats and all the Wall Street Democrats go along with it. It is very sick. It is full of giveaways for Wall Street because, you know, giving them the pensions of working Americans is not enough. There needs to be more giveaways. This fucking bill was, that, or those parts of the bill was even written by Citigroup. And very few people besides Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders even have the guts to stand up to it. And we're keeping an eye on that and future developments that are similar, because these are very disturbing developments and they impact everybody directly or indirectly. Let's see. Happy to report that pro-animal people disrupted the Thanksgiving parade. I can't even say Thanksgiving after we've done so many Spanksgiving shows. That could come back to haunt me. It's like, you know, in the wrong circle, it's like, oh yeah, well, last Spanksgiving. But on the Thanksgiving parade with some of the worst musical entertainment I've ever seen, pretty much the whole entirety of the musical entertainment. So pro-animal people disrupted the SeaWorld part of the parade to get their points across, and that was great to see. So wanted to acknowledge that. Wanted to acknowledge the executive order for immigrants. It was a step and something positive that has come out of those above us in the political realm for when something good does happen. And we got to say, fuck you to Giuliani, Rudy Giuliani, for commenting. You know, it's as fucking insane as it is that there's no justice. in Ferguson or New York City for blatantly obvious murders, racist murders by police. It's not bad enough. Then the world has to be subjected to stupid and idiotic comments, not just from the Fox News assholes, you know, and other predictable racists, but from somebody who was a public official and former mayor of New York, a fucked up one, but still a public official who should at least slightly know better, than to respond by making stupid and racist remarks in the wake of Ferguson and the protests that followed. Rudy Giuliani, you still don't know when to shut the fuck up. And if you are going to comment, then that's an invitation to bring up your history again. A history so wealthy with scandal and unethical behavior. One of my personal favorites is after September 11th, using an apartment near the World Trade Center remains that was donated for use for exhausted 9/11 rescue workers, that he used instead as a place to have liaisons with his mistress. So we're talking that level of scum. Rudy Giuliani, you have no place commenting about race or anything else, let alone making ignorant and racist remarks. All right, let's see. Is Manson here? We'll do the wedding after the second set of tunes with Charles Manson and Star, his bride-to-be. And let's see, what else has to be in the show on this endless list that is too big and impossible to cover it all? All right, the war on Christmas, maybe some teasers of what to expect from Rumpa-Pum-Bum when we come, the new Reverend Book Burn Porn release. All right, second set of tunes coming. This is in memory of Bobby Keys, and he was on this tour. After the Stones seemed like they would never reunite, after hating each other and being apart most of the 80s, the reunion of all reunions began in 1989 with the Steel Wheels Urban Jungle World Tour, with incredible performances, the greatest stage I ever saw. And of course, you know, they were back and they were in their prime. And this live CD is from that tour, and it's also my favorite live Stone CD out of all 900,000 of them. The Rolling Stones Flashpoint CD, all live from Steel Wheels Urban Jungle World Tour, featuring Bobby Keys, the late Bobby Keys, on saxophone. This is Brown Sugar.
Down and know all that. We see it! Yeah! Yeah! Woo! Do you want to get high? Does everybody want to get high? I want to get high. So fucking high. Do you want to get high? So fucking high. Throw your weed leaf in the air like this. This is the new weed leaf sign. So when you're at a Cypress show or any rap group who talks about weed, go like this. This means you're a stony motherfucker. All these weed leaves can be grown by a seed.
Gentlemen, it's truly a real honorable experience to be here this evening. A very wonderful and warm and emotional moment for all of us. And I'd like to sing a song for all of you. It's Christmas in heaven, all the children sing. It's Christmas in heaven, hark, hark, those church bells ring. It's Christmas in heaven, the snow falls from the sky, but it's nice and warm, and everyone looks smart and wears a tie. It's Christmas in heaven, there's great films on TV. The sound of music twice an hour, and Jaws 1, 2, and 3.
There's gifts.
And the latest video games.
It's Christmas in heaven. Hip, 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 hooray. Every single day is Christmas Day. It's Christmas in heaven.
This is Dr. Greed, and I am disgusted with the obscene shenanigans on this show. And now they're going to play something even worse because of their protest against the English Parliament and their filthy porn ban. After the protest outside the Parliament had a massive face sit-in, this show has me introducing Monty Python's Sit on My Face.
Sit on my face and tell me that you love me. I'll sit on your face and tell you I love you too. I love to hear you moralize when I'm between your thighs. You blow me away.
Won't give you encouragement, but let me give you Christmas queer. I want to be a Christmas present. Have a home of Christmas. I want to be a Christmas present. I want to be a Christmas queer. I want to be a Christmas present. Have a home of Christmas this year.
Christmas, and I'm swimming in booze, I'm gonna miss this after Christmas. Fuck you, stupid homeless guy. You put a damper on my jubilation. My belly's full and I'm really high. Oh, it's a Yuletide celebration. Eating pictures in the snow. Yeah, it's Christmas, it's not for the Jews. Yeah, it's Christmas, and I'm swimming in booze, I'm gonna miss this after Christmas. Found a finger in the snow. Yeah, it's Christmas, it's not for the Jews. Yeah, it's Christmas, and swimming in booze, I'm gonna miss this.
stuff. Clear up?
You heard the Humpers doing Run, Run, Rudolph. Before that, Elvez did Feliz Navinada. Metal Mike, Allison, and Julia did Deck the Halls. The Ramones did Merry Christmas, I Don't Want to Fight Tonight. And that was the UK single version. Celibate Rifles did Merry Xmas Blues. Bouquet of Veal did It's Christmas. Pansy Division did Homo Christmas. From Monty Python, you heard Christmas in Heaven, and that was from the film The Meaning of Life. Also from Monty Python, Sit on My Face, and that, of course, went to the great protesters in the UK who did a massive face sit-in outside of Parliament to protest the idiotic porn ban. Cypress Hill did I Wanna Get High, and started off with the Rolling Stones doing a live version of Brown Sugar from the Flashpoint CD in memory of Bobby Keys. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is the Reverend's annual holiday Tree and Balls Special 2000. and 14. And we hope you are enjoying these tunes, because we figure that by now you have heard Christmas music in an abundance, also known as the worst fucking music in human history music. But more than that, we wanted to play not only musical alternatives, but to kind of break the kind of blueness of it, the depressingness of it all, and of course the cultural nosedive that this month especially seems to get wrapped up into. And so we're hoping that the music and the entertainment is a contrast to that, and of course an uplift. And what better way to uplift people than to report live from a war zone? So here we are at one of the battlegrounds in the war on Christmas, as Bill O'Reilly would say. The war on Christmas. And actually, Pastor Whoremaster and John Necraptus, tell me out here, what is going on right now on the battlefield in the war on Christmas? Yeah, he does look familiar. I wish you guys would talk into a microphone. Oh, is that Senator David Vitter in a diaper again? Okay, Senator Vitter, who was, when he wasn't busy writing anti-sex laws and anti-abortion laws and anti-women, anti-anything that didn't mean Christian supremacy and anti-woman and anti-everything, because he's a moralizer and a Christian supremacist. He was spending his time at the late D.C. Madams facility, not just doing what everybody who goes there would do, but also indulging in his diaper fetish. And to give you some historical perspective, and here he is now in the battlefield of the war on Christmas in a diaper. What is he doing in a diaper? And who was that other guy in a diaper? No, that's not Sean Hannity from Fox. Or is it? Well, they're not 69ing, because they're, you can see their mouths. Oh, okay. It's a rectal feeding of tinsel. Okay, they must have just read the torture report. So they want to do the rectal feeding thing, but they want to use tinsel. But why are they doing it with each other? I thought they were natural allies. Oh, they are acting like allies? Okay, that's how they support each other. Okay, I thought they were trying to do the torture thing, you know, with the rectal feeding. Oh, I just don't understand these things. I don't judge, but I don't understand it. Okay, so right now, the diaper man, David Vitter, and Sean Hannity are rectal feeding tinsel, but it's not with the intent to torture. It is with the intent to make each other happy. Well, that's okay. You know, they're consenting, and as far as I can tell, adults, and developmentally, who knows, but okay, so we have a tinsel rectal feeding scene here in the war against Xmas. Is there still Christmas ball tossing? I know that's the only balls Bill O'Reilly has, but is he tossing them? No, he's out of ammunition. One tree. All the money that guy makes off of selling books to doofuses, and he has one tree and a small handful of Christmas balls. All right, well, who was he throwing his balls at? Targets? like range targets, like pictures of people. Okay. Well, Bill No Balls O'Reilly is not impressing us with his battlefield behaviors in the war on Christmas, because he is tossing his balls, but he is not even doing that towards a live human, but to pictures of targets. Who's on the pictures? You're killing me. Kim Kardashian's butt. I'm not even quoting you anymore. Well, did he connect with the target? No? Okay. All right, go back to observing Senator David Diaperman Vitter and Sean Hannity's rectal feeding of tinsel. And if we have time, we'll give an update report on that. Because now, here they are in the room. I never saw this guy directly before. Probably because I was never in Corcoran. Okay, come on in. Okay, our guests, Charles Manson and Star, are here. And yes, I remember we are required to thank the officials of Corcoran Prison in California and the California Department of Corrections for allowing this to happen. And he has to go back there after the wedding. And we want to thank the Dugars for flying him here as a champion of Christian supremacy and, of course, family values. And that was very nice of them. They were going to supply the flower children for the wedding out of all of those kids they have, but I don't see any of them. I don't see any of the Dugars, and they were supposed to be here. I don't understand those fucking people. All right, welcome. Hello, Star. Hello, Charlie. You must be excited. This is the big day. Never happened before, or at least since you became famous. Yeah, I understand you were married a couple times before you became a media figure. But you didn't marry Squeaky. You didn't marry Sandra Good. You didn't marry anybody else. But you are going to marry Young Star. So make yourselves comfortable. Yes, that is what you think you smell. And Pastor Whoremaster and John Necraptus like to get themselves in the mood when they are getting the show together. Okay. I am Reverend Bookburn. Thank you for coming here. I'm going to be performing the wedding. This is the second wedding ever performed on The Reverend Is In. The first was a longtime friend of mine and her real fiance at the time. He became a dickhead down the road like years later, but it was cool at the time. All right. Wherever you want. You can sit. Yes. Yes. That's a very comfortable kind of mini couch. All right. Welcome, Star and Charles, to Lolo Radio in Philadelphia at the Reverend Is In show. Star, you could have selected or gone after anybody at your young age of, I believe, 26-ish. and you chose someone very special. Shortly after his 80th birthday, someone who shaped the course of history, not through the actions that are attributed to him and those closest with him at the time, but for the influence he had on so many others after the trials and the publicity, etc. So he became a role model for people who did even grander things on a much higher level with much higher numbers and statistics on such a massive scale. But we want to thank your husband-to-be for being the role model for Ronald Reagan and Oliver North, the perpetrators of Helter Skelter throughout Central America in the 80s, unleashing the Contra terrorists at U.S. taxpayer dollars to target civilians and to create massacres in selected villages throughout the nation to cripple the economy and the systems that were functioning there, as well as in the rest of Central America, as well as South America, as well as Angola, with Savimbi's contra-terrorist perpetrators of Helter Skelter against civilians, and the most rampant use of landmines. And yes, even Reagan's Contra wars that have extended to virtually every continent on Earth. A scale of mass murder that could probably never even be measured. There could never even be a full and accurate tally of how much blood was on their hands of Reagan and North's, but the numbers don't matter as much in this discussion. The fact is they had somebody to follow. Similarly, the Army of God and people who are pro-life, just like Charlie, opposing birth control and abortion, took their cue from your man and decided that clinic bombings and shootings were the way to go from the late 70s to present day. And of course, last but not least, to the white power people who continue to echo the message of Charlie to this day, as recently as the last couple of weeks, as they went to Ferguson to react against the protesters who were seeking justice after the police murder that occurred there. So you were not only a field instructor, but you were a role model. And that, more than anything else, assures your place in history. And out of all of the people who have written to you and been groupies and wanted to get your attention, not to mention Squeaky and Sandy, you found that one special woman, this beautiful 26-year-old who has done what nobody has done since you became known to the world. She brought you to the wedding. And now, let us do that. Star, As soon as I said star, I saw the X on her head. Okay. X. Should I call you X or star? All right, star. Do you take Charlie to be your lawfully wedded husband in sickness and in health, even with bars between you, even with all of the negative attention that he gets, even though he gets more attention than the grander genocide and mass murderers perpetrators who are actually celebrated in this culture, despite all adversity and the inability to have conjugal visits in California, to be your lawfully wedded spouse?
I do.
Okay. Charlie, you with us? Okay. You okay? All right. Charles Mills Manson. Do you take Star to be your lawfully wedded spouse in sickness and health, with bars and glass between you, with the inability to legally have conjugal visits in California, to be one with you for the rest of, well, probably your life, till death do you part?
Yeah, I do. That's why I'm here. That's what y'all wanted to see.
Okay. By the power vested in me as clergy, I, Reverend Bookburn, pronounce you husband and wife. You may kiss. Actually, you may fool around since you won't get to do that once you get back to prison. Okay. In fact, yeah, why don't you? Pastor Whoremaster, I knew you were going to go for your camera. All right. If we get any good shots, we'll share them with you, of course, because you Bookburners have access to all of the goods that we get our hands on. The Reverend got a present early this year, and I fucking love it. It is mostly a tribute CD for John Cage, but he's also on this CD that is entitled Caged Uncaged, a rock experimental homage to John Cage. And we're going to play the tracks, some tracks from that, starting with Helmut Newton Told Me, plus a couple other tracks by Ann Magnuson and John Cale.
I was recently down in St. Bart's on a writing assignment for Condé Nast Traveler magazine. Helmut Newton was to take the photographs that would accompany the article that I would write. After photographing the artist Ed Ruscha and his wife Dana, who happened to be on vacation there, he asked me to pose nude on the beach with a handsome French surfer whose teeth were very badly stained from repeated tobacco use. I agreed and said I would be happy to do it. We then recreated the scene from the movie From Here to Eternity, with me playing the Deborah Carr role and the Burt Lancaster part portrayed by the French surfer. After repeatedly asking the French surfer to keep his mouth shut, Helmut Newton complimented me on the color of my nipples. I thanked him. After about an hour, we all went our separate ways. Later, as I drove Helmut Newton to the quaint harbor town of Gustavia for dinner, he told me that all his successful, powerful male friends envied him. It must be wonderful to have all those beautiful models around you all the time, they say. But after one exhibition of photographs he did, which featured life-size and larger-than-life-size images of nude Teutonic beauties, these same men complained. They did not like the photographs. They were too big. They said they are intimidating. These men, especially Jack Nicholson, did not like the women that big. Then Helmut Newton told me that all these men want are young, beautiful women who are dumb. He repeated, they only want them if they are dumb. I slammed on the brakes of the rented Suzuki Sidekick and exclaimed, I knew it. After returning from a Caribbean vacation, I called up a young German man I had been seeing to verify that things were not working out. He agreed that, yes, things were not working out, so we said our goodbyes and I hung up the phone. I then worried about the postcard I had just mailed him from the Caribbean the day before that read, "Wish you were here." For years and years, I dreamed of being invited to the Venice Biennale, and now that I have been invited to the Venice Biennale, I really don't care much. I once heard an Andy Warhol quote that said, after years of wanting to be famous and successful, when you finally do get famous and successful, you don't care anymore. But I was very young then, and wanting to be famous and successful did not believe it. But now that I am older, I do. It was the only thing I heard Andy Warhol say besides wow or that made sense. But one year I was in Venice during the Venice Biennale. I had performed at a communist women's festival in Bologna and was now touring the country with the artist Kenny Scharf and an old boyfriend who was a drug dealer. He used to say he was an artist, but he really was just a drug dealer who owned one Armani suit he wore every day. One day, a hole appeared in the buttock region of the suit, but he continued to wear it with the same panache had it been bought yesterday. Occasionally, he would call himself an art dealer, and he did, in fact, own several Jean-Michel Basquiat paintings, but I do not believe he ever paid cash for any of them. He told us that he had met many rich people who were involved in the Venice Biennale and that they were impressed with his surrealist sense of humor. He was invited to a dinner that was hosted by very rich people for some very famous artists. However, Kenny Scharf and I were not invited to this dinner, so we decided to get very drunk on cheap wine and chase pigeons in the Piazza San Marco, where we did a tango for all the tourists, then ran screaming back to our pensioni. We were all extremely horny from looking at all the beautiful Italians, especially the northern ones and the police in Rome, who were all 18 and looked like they should be in a Bruce Weber photographed ad campaign. Finding no sexual gratification, Kenny Scharf suggested that we have sex together. I thought this was a bad idea. It was. Later, the ex-boyfriend drug dealer with the Armani suit returned with tales of wowing the rich patrons and famous artists with his wit, and that we would all be invited to the Venice Biennale. Of course, we never were.
U.S. citizens are 6% of world's population, consuming 60% of world's resources. Had Americans been born pigs rather than men, it would not have been different. Finding one of them acceptable, people say, you're not like an American.
Hi, Mr. Chadbourne. This is Becky from Dr. Kimbrough's office. The semen sample that you brought in had no sperm. He wants you to continue birth control and bring another specimen in a month. Thank you.
About 1948 or 50, the number of people living all at once equaled the number who had ever lived at any time, all added together. Anarchy. Do it. Forget the politicians. They are on the moon. Women, which overcomes the passive consumer's attitudes and is not ruled by profiteering. Life, concerts, kitchen. Well,
Chinese now.
Interpenetration. Whispered truths.
The necessity to find new forms of living. New forms
we're going
of
to
living
be forced
together.
To total
stop
automation.
The estrangement between us. To overcome the patriarchal thinking, authoritarian structures, and the coldness human not-togetherness. The necessity to develop a culture that consciously opposes the ruling culture. A culture which we create, we determine, which overcomes the...
About 1948 or 50, the number of people living all at once equaled the number who had ever lived at any...
The purifying of water and air,
the provision of nourishing food, the delivery of it to places where it is
successful.
The providing of shelter, the availability of energy.
Longer version, take two.
In common, we can solve them all best without thinking of the division of the
presented on this tape is not medical advice.
Separate nations.
Nor is it intended to propose or offer to propose a cure for any disease or condition.
Longer version, take two. Overpower.
Politically. Fuller says it will arise due to mankind's vast wealth, industrial wealth, our common wealth, in order to bring about continuous elevation of human dignity. Man's not needed because of his ability to work as a slave. He's needed because of his ability to consume. The Chinese now have the most consumers. They'll eventually produce at the lowest prices. With that competition, we're going to be forced to go into total automation, full unemployment, only to find ourselves amazingly
became equal to the
living has all at once equaled the number who had ever lived at any time.
A Taco Bell manager in Wichita told a reporter why he was helping Operation Rescue in their attacks on abortion.
Has it doubled?
Quote, think of all the new customers they're killing out there. That wasn't the exact quote. Try it again.
If they say, for instance, that music hurt my ears, we immediately think it probably didn't, that what were hurt were mental attitudes and feelings, and these make us rampant. Traffic continues.
One, two, three, four.
Who was the bloke in the Sarge white car? I thought we put his picture on the dollar. He doesn't look like it is, he's got it all down pat. Politician song, we all know that. The side of Wild Breeze are a favorite brand. As well as partaking of a favorite plan.
Senna.
Are we on, baby? Up the reindeer. Oh yeah.
here comes Santa's little helper boy. Here comes Santa's pussy. The boy is overjoyed. Oh, there goes Santa's reindeer. Who's with him now, boys? Yeah, the boys. Once in a while, when Mrs. Claus, she goes away. Oh, yeah, well, the presents come out. Santa comes out, he's got his crazy candy cane. He puts that little white beard, he finds it right up the poop shoot train. Well, the boys, there they go. Up Santa's nose, oh, what's he got there? Oh, he's Santa knows, but oh, Santa's pussy. That's the way the boys like to play around. Such a funny clown when you get down to it. Oh, yeah, he's just a Gacy. There's a little Gacy in all of us. Santa's pretty tough with his a pussy cunt. Here comes Santa's pussy coming down Santa Claus. Hey, hey, hey. Here comes Santa's pussy down Santa Claus pussy rain.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, shotgun shells. Hey, everybody! It's Christmas time! Let's all party! Watching It's a Wonderful Life on TV with your ma. She said, hey, Mo, oh, Joe, where's the mistletoe? Then I took off my shoes. She started sucking on my toes. Christmas, Christmas, oh, yeah. I gotta go to shopping mall. Christmas, Christmas, oh, yeah. I gotta go to the bathroom, man. Yeah, Otis the drunk was talking to me. He said, Mo, Joe, look at there, under the tree. Well, under me, my girl, your mama, and I. Doing it by the fireplace. Ay, 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 ay. Christmas, Christmas. Oh, yeah. I gotta go. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Christmas, Christmas. Oh, yeah. I gotta go buy some presents. Let's go right now, boys. Like
George W. Bush, and I approve this message. I want to thank Reverend Bookburn for celebrating the holidays all these years and making it a very extra special Christmas. I know my daddy appreciates it, my brother Jeb, who wants to run for president, and my brother Neil that we keep hidden ever since the savings and loan scam. And Christmas is much happier in the Bush family, thanks to Reverend Bookburn. So we hope that the show continues to the next anniversary, and I think I'm a little lightheaded being in this room with all this smoke, but well, I don't think it quite counts as a relapse, but I'll have to ask my sponsor. And happy holidays from the Bush family to all of you Bookburners out there. I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
I'll warn you when you do one of those, man!
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we have runner-ups. Not Sunday, which you've done for years. We are recording this on Saturday. I'm still not used to not doing it live. Saturday, December 13th, 2014, at Lolo Radio, LoisBurak.com, ReverendBookburn.com, RevBookburn.blogspot.com, and RadioNumeral4All.net. The first runner-up to Asshole of the Week is... are, it's more than one person, the perpetrators of an event called Blessing of the Hunt, in which people are expected to holiday bond around a hunt of, I believe, mostly foxes. This sick practice leaves me no choice but to designate these people as recipients of the well-deserved award. The perpetrators of Blessing of the Hunt, runners-up to Asshole of the Week. And that brings us to the second runner-up to Asshole of the Week, which is the St. Louis Police Department. The St. Louis Police Department not only has not hidden their faces in shame and put bags over their head from the horror of Ferguson and their own history, but have decided to open their stupid mouths and blast the football players from the St. Louis Rams who did something that you don't see all the time in professional sports, which was to stand up for justice with a small gesture of coming out with their hands up, one of the symbols along with I Can't Breathe on t-shirts, and worn by other commendable professional athletes. Where's the fart sounds? We need the fart sounds for Asshole of the Week, starting with Cheech from Cheech and Chong. In which we are grateful to the professional athletes who have stood up for justice. But the St. Louis Police Department decided to blast the athletes instead of their own histories and the shame of Ferguson, New York City, and so many other places. St. Louis Police Department, second runners up to Asshole of the Week. And there's a third runner-up to Asshole of the Week, and that is the public cheerleaders, not real cheerleaders, of course, because they would look even more idiotic in these outfits, but the public cheerleaders of the torture report that recently came out. Not cheerleading the report, but cheerleading, defending, rationalizing, and twisting the contents of the report to make it sound like a good thing. Some such perpetrators have appeared on, don't be shocked, Fox News, the word news in quotes, of course, and elsewhere in the corporate media. The proponents, including some so-called pro-life people, of the torture practices, the most barbaric practices on earth, and advocating and justifying them, despite the knowledge we've had since September 11th that many people rounded up were innocent, many were the victims of personal conflicts and personal enemies that settled the score by alleging them to be Al-Qaeda terrorists, and of course them being spiraled off out of the country without questions. The torture cheerleaders, runners up to Asshole of the Week, the third runners up to Asshole of the Week, and that means that we have to have a recipient so special as to even outshine the three runners up to Asshole of the Week. Tonight, that very special recipient, that exemplary, special, stands out and shines, true asshole is...
Flag is but a symbol,
son. No, we need the fart sounds again. Thank you. After Cheech.
Oh, shit, man! Put out a warning when you do one of those, man!
Tonight, Asshole of the Week is... the UK Parliament. The UK Parliament decided that despite all of the problems that are facing the people of England, mostly caused by the UK Parliament and their sick austerity practices, but rather than addressing any of the problems, or even more unrealistic, fixing any real problems, they decided that despite their own porn histories and porn scandals, they decided to take another blow against freedom and rule in a new and repressive porn ban in the UK. It is illogical, unjustified, hypocritical, ridiculous, serves no purpose, benefits no one, does nothing to fix any real problems, and proves nothing except the fact that they are, in fact, a group of assholes. UK Parliament, you are Assholes of the Week. Now let's kill the fight sounds. Thank you. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Whore, and that was the 2009 version. Stiff Little Fingers did White Christmas. Mojo Nixon did Christmas, Christmas. The Frogs did Here Comes Santa's Pussy. Before that, Reverend Bookburn's animation theme. And then four tracks from Caged/Uncaged. Continuing in reverse order, John Cage, excerpt number 9. Jello Biafra and Eugene Chadbourne, Overpopulation and Art. Before that, John Cage, excerpt number 8. And started off also from Caged, Uncaged with three tracks by Ann Magnuson and John Cale. Helmut Newton Told Me, Wish You Were Here, and Oh, To Be Invited to the Venice Biennale. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight, the theme has been the Reverend's Annual Holiday Tree and Ball Special 2014. And if nothing fucks up technologically, this will be on in the near future at Radio For All radio4all.net. Thanks to the great Pastor Rex Cat. And, of course, we will also link it and give updates and lots more goodies at the always updated reverendbookburn.com, alias revbookburn.blogspot.com. And we are heading to the next show, which is the Reverend's 14th anniversary show, to be done January 2015. Write to the Reverend Rev Bookburn at sjcdc.org. And already plugged a website. And of course, check out reverendbookburn.com. The YouTube channel is youtube.com/revbookburn, although it looks nothing like it used to because the assholes who run YouTube stripped all the channels and made everybody start all over again, like MySpace and other failures. And on Twitter, it's at revbookburn. Okay, we're going to play a closing track and then get out of here, and then we'll see you next year for the anniversary show in January. We're going to play another song that features Brian Goble, ex-Subhumans and DOA from the Vancouver punk scene. This is while he was in DOA and live on stage. He always sang this song. I forget whether or not he sings it on the record, but we'll find out in a moment. But it's from DOA's album Let's Wreck the Party, in memory of Brian Wimpy Roy Goble. Here is Singin' in the Rain.
got a job, you can't pay the rent, and now you're paying the fifth on the money you've been left. Oh Canada,
what's wrong with you? You better wake up.
Now what you gonna do? The big companies are milking us dry. A corporation nation is soon gonna die. And in the capital, the stupid empty, they care about the paycheck, but not about you or me.
Oh Canada, what's wrong with you? You better wake up.
Now what you gonna do? You spend all your money on an unuseless toy. You're so fucking dumb. You stupid cowboys. You ain't got no job. You can't pay the rent. And now we're paying interest on the money we've been left.
Oh Canada, what's wrong with you? You better wake up.
Now what you gonna do?
We'll be right back. little tin soldier that wants to jump into your fire. You are a look in your eye, a dream passing by in the sky. Oh, I don't understand. And all I need is treat me like a man. Cause I ain't no tribe. Take me like my hand. I got the love that I belong to you. I do everything that you want me to. I sing a song that you want me to sing to you.
Without words. So now I've lost my way.